Test 4 Listening, Part 3. You'll hear part of a radio interview in which a young man, Douglas Granger, is talking about his jam-making business. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 3.
It's a pleasure to have with me in the studio today the successful young businessman, Douglas Granger. Douglas, tell us how you got started in business at the early age of 14.
It all began one afternoon when I was only in my second year at secondary school. My grandmother taught me how to make jam with her secret recipes. She had a lot of fruit to make into jams and couldn't manage the task all on her own, so she persuaded me to be her kitchen boy. I found I loved making jams, so I carried on doing it in the kitchen at home and selling it to the neighbours and at school fairs and farmers' markets and later to local delicatessens. It just sort of grew and grew by word of mouth over a few years while I was still at school.
So it quickly became a business?
That's right. By the time I left school, I was working all day, every day in my parents' kitchen. At one point, I was manufacturing about 1,000 jars a week. I'd realised I'd have to come up with some sort of big idea in order to move production into a commercial setting. After doing a lot of research, I discovered that sales of jam, generally, have actually been in decline for the last couple of decades. That's unfortunately because jam has a rather old-fashioned image. So I decided to set myself the ambition of changing that stereotype by trying to come up with a way to make jam more appealing to a younger audience.
How is your product different from those made by your competitors?
I developed a set of recipes where the jams are made entirely from fruits and fruit juice. They don't use anything artificial. Even the sugar in them is just what comes from the fruit itself. I decided to call the jam Super Jam, because the fruits that I use are very healthy fruits like blueberries and cranberries. This gives the jam a very distinctive and interesting quality. After a year of development, I managed to convince an ad agency to work with me on labels and a factory to work with me to produce the jam. Some of the big supermarkets decided to take it on, and I now supply about 500 shops, including one of the largest retailers in the world. It's been a whirlwind journey, and it's continuing to grow and grow every day.
Was your age an issue that you had to overcome?
Definitely. Trying to convince one of the biggest jam manufacturers in the country to work with me to produce the jam was certainly difficult. I knocked on lots of different doors, but all I had was an original idea. No money or capital or anything like that. A lot of the doors were slammed in my face. But eventually, I managed to convince the management of one factory to work with me. They could see I was ready to put everything I had into trying to make this work and felt they might as well give it a shot. So, they diversified and were quickly very glad they did.
Did you have a business mentor?
Not at first, but then a local entrepreneur read about what I was doing in the evening paper and he thought that I reminded him of himself at my age. He got in touch. And we now go out for coffee every month, and I tell him what I'm trying to do. He explains things to me, and it's fantastic. He's helped me enormously, and I'd say we're really good friends now.
I guess your company had already taken off by the time you started university.
I started my uni course not really knowing whether the business was really going to be successful, so midway through my first year, the products launched and I found myself going on TV and flying all over the place. It just completely took off, and it was amazing for all the other students to see it happen. After my first year, I started struggling with running the business and going to university every day, so the university said I could take a couple of years off and wait until everything calmed down a little bit. I could get myself organised and go back whenever I felt ready. I'm pretty lucky in that respect.
Now you'll hear part three again.
It's a pleasure to have with me in the studio today the successful young businessman, Douglas Granger. Douglas, tell us how you got started in business at the early age of 14.
It all began one afternoon when I was only in my second year at secondary school. My grandmother taught me how to make jam with her secret recipes. She had a lot of fruit to make into jams and couldn't manage the task all on her own, so she persuaded me to be her kitchen boy. I found I loved making jams, so I carried on doing it in the kitchen at home and selling it to the neighbours and at school fairs and farmers markets and later to local delicatessens. It just sort of grew and grew by word of mouth over a few years while I was still at school.
So it quickly became a business?
That's right. By the time I left school, I was working all day, every day, in my parents' kitchen. At one point, I was manufacturing about 1,000 jars a week. I'd realised I'd have to come up with some sort of big idea in order to move production into a commercial setting. After doing a lot of research, I discovered that sales of jam, generally, have actually been in decline for the last couple of decades. That's unfortunately because jam has a rather old-fashioned image. So I decided to set myself the ambition of changing that stereotype by trying to come up with a way to make jam more appealing to a younger audience.
How is your product different from those made by your competitors?
I developed a set of recipes where the jams are made entirely from fruits and fruit juice. They don't use anything artificial. Even the sugar in them is just what comes from the fruit itself. I decided to call the jam Super Jam, because the fruits that I use are very healthy fruits like blueberries and cranberries. This gives the jam a very distinctive and interesting quality. After a year of development, I managed to convince an ad agency to work with me on labels and a factory to work with me to produce the jam. Some of the big supermarkets decided to take it on, and I now supply about 500 shops, including one of the largest retailers in the world. It's been a whirlwind journey, and it's continuing to grow and grow every day.
Was your age an issue that you had to overcome?
Definitely. Trying to convince one of the biggest jam manufacturers in the country to work with me to produce the jam was certainly difficult. I knocked on lots of different doors, but all I had was an original idea, no money or capital or anything like that. A lot of the doors were slammed in my face. But eventually, I managed to convince the management of one factory to work with me. They could see I was ready to put everything I had into trying to make this work and felt they might as well give it a shot. So they diversified and were quickly very glad they did.
Did you have a business mentor?
Not at first, but then a local entrepreneur read about what I was doing in the evening paper and he thought that I reminded him of himself at my age. He got in touch. And we now go out for coffee every month, and I tell him what I'm trying to do. He explains things to me, and it's fantastic. He's helped me enormously, and I'd say we're really good friends now.
I guess your company had already taken off by the time you started university.
I started my uni course not really knowing whether the business was really going to be successful, so midway through my first year, the products launched, and I found myself going on TV and flying all over the place. It just completely took off, and it was amazing for all the other students to see it happen. After my first year, I started struggling with running the business and going to university every day, so the university said I could take a couple of years off and wait until everything calmed down a little bit. I could get myself organised and go back whenever I felt ready. I'm pretty lucky in that respect.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.